Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back, everybody.
Please do subscribe to Evolutionary Energy Arts and to EE Arts. Have that little bell clicked. And maybe you could be the person that is the 666 viewer 6 hours ago of Shocking Bible Verses.
That's good. Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, seriously, have you guys read some of the Bible, especially the Old Testament? But there's even some in the New Testament that will blow your mind.
Now, why would they put such things in there and then say it's the holy word of the holy creator? It's crazy, kind of.
Well, again, it depends on what you mean by creator.
Indeed.
As we said, somebody edited our second chromosome. There was a fusion. Now, if you look at Wikipedia, they're now fact-checking that and saying, nothing to see here, guys. No, that's a non-event. That just, it's got to be natural. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And pigs fly. Anyway, let's look at, I got a bad vibe about this. A really, really bad vibe about this. So you guys remember the big, horrible event that happened in South Korea. And this was called a stampede. Well, some video has emerged. And these do look like U.S. troops. Mm-hmm. And they actually do kind of sound like it, too. Let's just flip here. Okay, so I don't know. Can you? I don't see if that's some sort of insignia. He definitely yells "Hey!" in a very, very, I don't know, kind of hits me as maybe a Midwestern voice. Mm-hmm. And we see that this says military police. Now, of course, the U.S. has troops stationed in South Korea, in Japan, in many countries all across the globe. And being that this was a mass casualty event, perhaps they asked for help. But it, I don't know. They obviously don't want anything being filmed. This does look like the setting of what we had seen. People are still trying to revive people with CPR. Your thoughts, guys, your thoughts. And, I'm purposely not showing what the person is saying up on the top of this tweet, but I will give you the link so you could go discover it for yourself. So, blood moon, lunar eclipse to rise on election day. I mean, you can't make these things up.
Can you just imagine that? Oh, boy.
So, November 8th, of all days, we have a blood moon lunar eclipse. Of course, it always happens 2 weeks after a solar eclipse. And the dogs are very, very testy. They are testy. And, they're edgy. So a lunar eclipse occurs when sun, earth, and moon align, causing the moon to be draped in the darkest part of the earth's shadow, known as the umbra. These lunar eclipses are sometimes referred to as blood moons due to the reddish hue that's cast on the moon by refracted fracking. Yes, it's not fracking on the moon, but refracted sunlight passing through the Earth's atmosphere. If unobstructed by cloud cover, total eclipse of the moon will be visible in the Pacific Northwest and across North and Central America. So is it an ominous sign? It always was an ominous sign in ancient times. And you could see this is where you could see the greatest totality is going to be a West Coast event. You could still see it here through Texas and all as well, even a little bit on the East Coast and Canada. Ominous? Feels like it. Everything feels pretty ominous right now. By the way, election officials fired in Milwaukee over falsified requests for military absentee ballots. So, you know, as we've heard time and time again from one side, there's nothing to see here. And the other side saying there's tons to see here. Well, I guess there was actually something to see right here, right?
Imagine that. There we go.
A top Milwaukee election official has been fired after sending falsely obtained military absentee ballots to the home of a Republican state lawmaker who has been an outspoken critic of how the 2020 election was administered. You know, so this is just the beginning. Kimberly Zapata, deputy director of Milwaukee Election Commission, requested military ballots for fictitious voters from clerks in nearby municipalities using the state's My Vote Wisconsin website. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said just days before the midterms, ballots were sent to the home of Republican State Representative Janelle Branchton, who chairs of the Assembly Elections Committee, has voiced support for overturning the results of the 2020 presidential election in the state and promoted CONS piracy theories about the same. Earlier this week, his office said that her office said that she had received three ballots from military voters she believed to be fictitious and that the Waukesha County Sheriff was investigating. You know, it's going to get so ugly. We were listening to Carrie Lake tear into reporters earlier. She was just laying into them. And here we have Biden Chief of Staff Rob Klain threatening Americans ahead of midterm elections. And we might as well just listen to his words.
It decided a few days ago that it was important to issue one final warning on this issue to make very clear, to leave no doubt, that we have people out there still peddling the big lie. People now raising the issue of election denial in this election. The president.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to get even uglier. We know it. MSNBC meltdown. Our children will be arrested and conceivably killed if the GOP wins midterm elections. Here we go.
And a historian 50 years from now, if historians are allowed to write in this country, and if there are still free publishing houses and a free press, which I'm not certain of, but if that is true, a historian will say what was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed. We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
It's already here. Hello, it's already here. You know, it's been here. It's pretty obvious. But again, so many are just starting to whack up. Yeah, they're getting wacky. It is getting wacky out there.
Very much so, yes.
I'm going to quack up.
That is adorable.
More. Over in Pakistan, we have a mess. Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, to be put into lockdown and sealed indefinitely on the recommendations of the government of Pakistan. Then the Ministry of Defense, under the powers of the Pakistan Anti-Terrorist Act. It goes on and basically says there is going to be a lockdown for everything non-essential. As we see, looks like fires are burning in Pakistan. Entire country under protests. And we have this going on in Pakistan. We've been looking at other areas. We have, you know, just right down the road from Pakistan, you have Iran that's been in protest for like 40-something days now as well. Yes, the world is, just like Nostradamus spoke of, it's going up in flames. There is definitely the fires of internal revolution, which he talked about the world being in the Third World War, under the grips of the Third World War, while there were revolutions going on in many countries, some lasting many years, multiple years of countries having internal revolution while the Third World War was ongoing.
You know, and when I was reading those quatrains, you know, from the entire book, every few sentences really felt like he was addressing these times here and now. And I was just really kind of taken back and seeing all of that information come to me in the forefront, thinking, wow, maybe this was the reason he wanted me to open this book, because it sure feels like it's inundated with information now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm the one that's read those quatrains since I was 12 years old. Cindy hasn't. And now, you know, I did have a copy that is really nobody's particular translation. It's just the quatrains. So you can kind of immerse yourself in the quatrains. Granted, somebody had to translate them to English from French. But at the same time, it's not one of those books where, you know, there's one person like, say, John Hoag, who's done a lot of work on Nostradamus, giving you their opinion of what the quatrains are saying. So these are the quatrains, and it's better that way for somebody like Cindy to pick up the frequency.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you look for. You know, you feel that frequency, and it comes to a matching and an understanding. It's hard for me to explain, but when I was going through that book, it was like just every few lines I'm thinking, oh my, you know, this is, we got something here. And we're always wondering, you know, when is that pinnacle of information going to hit? When is that pinnacle of events going to make themselves really known in the 3D, the world we're living in now? When is S going to hit the fan? You know, and it just feels like it's so close, so close. You know, what is that saying? You know, what the straw that breaks the camel's back? Yeah, that's coming. And I think that's coming real soon.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And one thing I was remiss I didn't say was the next Blood Moon is not going to be for 3 years, not going to be until March 2025. And I do completely feel that when March 2025 rolls around, we are in a different world. And I do think at that period of time, it's a world that is really deep in the grips of everything that he foresaw. Deep, deep in the grips. These are still the shots across the bow, so to speak. But the real battles are just ahead, as you see people furious over here in Islamabad. Who wants? Now, this is from Hassan Mafi, who is in the area, and says, who wants Imran Khan dead? Because, you know, he was again shot on top of a vehicle. They were out there in public, music blaring, and then all of a sudden you hear automatic fire and many people drop. The U.S.? Why? Because he's too friendly with Russia and China, not so friendly with the U.S.? When the U.S. asked for military bases in Pakistan, he said absolutely not. When the U.S. asked him to condemn Russia, Russia provoked SMO, and he said, are we your slaves? But is he somebody's slave? Whose slave could he be? Oh, yeah, there you go again. He's another. They're everywhere. They are everywhere. When you replace a puppet in the UK with another WEF puppet, that might not last too long. He might be replaced by another. And then maybe, you know, they're going to get the idea, okay, well, let's maybe put a puppet from the TLC in there, Trilateral Commission, or somebody that's not connected, that'll stick a little while. We'll see. We'll see. But again, it's all part of the scripture that we see unrolling before our very eyes. Republican candidate's kids almost killed after gunman opens fire as North Carolina home, with a bullet landing just a few feet from where they slept. After Democrat rival filmed campaign ad outside his property. This was up in Hickory, if I remember right. Hickory, North Carolina. And this happened in October. This is, again, you know, those opening salvos of the Civil War. Because, again, they do want the Civil War going before the Red Dawn. Civil War, then Red Dawn. So, you know, there is obviously stages to this. And then, of course, they got to get the Civil War going. And they will utilize all the energy behind that Blood Moon to get it going on and around before and after Election Day, which is very close.
Well, those planetary energies, they're key. They're really, really what we need to keep an eye on.
And here's alleged Iran-linked Telegram posts stimulating a attack on Saudi oil facilities. And it's very dramatic. It's kind of like Flight of the Valkyries coming in. The drones are coming in. And the boom, the boom, the boom, the boom, the boom, the boom. So are we going to see the beginnings of the war? Where? I mean, pick a spot. It could be anywhere. It could be anywhere. The only thing here is Iran and Saudi Arabia. You know, they both are allies to China and Russia. And they're Saudi Arabia just came out and said, make no bones about it. We are allied with China. We want to be part of BRICS. And somebody said, BRICSA. Maybe BRICSA. You're going to keep adding on to it. Well, what if they added Vietnam in there? So BRICSAV. Yeah, okay. China says Comrade Vietnam agreed to never allow U.S. bases on its soil. And we can already see that power shift is well, well underway. Bank of England expects UK to fall into the longest recession ever. Ever. Lots of chilly nights coming up ahead. Gold market roiled as mystery buyer waves in 300 tons of gold. Where did that gold go? Off planet? 300 tons. Gone. And it talks about who bought it, because we don't really know. We do know China has been buying up tons of gold. Who else? Russia has been buying up tons of gold. And so is it China? Is it Russia? Is it somebody related to that? And India's been buying a lot of gold too. Who did it? We don't know. Where'd it go? We don't know. And somebody brought up the question, well, if the Anunnaki are on 4D and we are in 3D, how and why would gold be any use to them? But again, there's aspects of you that are on 4D. Certainly, when you sleep, you're on 4D. If you could see your energy body, you would note that it goes and extends into 4D and even farther. Again, it's where is our consciousness seated? As we seat our consciousness higher, it's just kind of like going up rungs in the ladder. Somebody else said, so are we ascending? Are we ascending? Well, yes, the planet's ascending. Everything that you see going on is all about stopping that ascension. It's about putting lead weights into our pockets as we're trying to climb up higher.
And, you know, and they use it with the matrix that we see all around us. They use every tool in their arsenal to keep us here on this 3D platform so that we're not able to kind of move up and out of that grasp. And we really need to take that in seriously and take it into our own hands and take our health. I think that's the most important thing, is take our health back, because with really good health, you can move up ascension wise in a much faster rate. When you are able to stay all organic, that is something that's going to get you where you need to be, where you're supposed to be mostly.
So this gentleman is doing things for convenience, like being one of the first people to have a chip put in him. So he's got a bank card microchip in him, so now he can make purchases just with tapping his hand. And those are 220-pound chips, so they're affordable for everybody. A chip for one, a chip for all. Yeah, the only chips I would want are the ones that come with fish.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, that's not a way to try to get yourself to ascend. Not that it's impossible. It could still happen. There's worse things than the chip. But what does the chip lead to is the question. Excess deaths in England now, higher than during the COVID pandemic. What's the cause? You know, we always skirt around this issue. Dr. John Campbell, for October, UK averaged 1,564 excess non-COVID deaths per week. It was 315 a week throughout the pandemic in 2020. why is everything so much worse now when the plague upon the land is not as prevalent? Norwegian doctors sounding alarm. Mysterious increase in patients and deaths. Sky-high excess deaths.
You know, and it just keeps going on and on and on. And the numbers keep going up and up and up. You know, we see here excess mortality, cumulative number of deaths from all causes compared to projection based on previous years per million people. And I mean, you would think with all of this wonderful technology, we would be doing so much better. But, and I think if that were the aim of everything, then that would be the case. But the aim is really, really, it's diabolical. It's horrible what they're trying to do. And they're saying they're trying to do something else.
Well, it's again about how stupid they think we are and how much, you know, they don't really believe we could put two and two together. And all you got to do is go to the NIH, looks for some of these articles that were published. This was in Nanomedicine, published in 2021, right? The effects of magnetic graphene oxide on cellular behaviors and osteogenesis under a moderate static magnetic field. And if you can just delve into a few of these articles, highlight some words, right? And just Google search and then just start going down rabbit holes. People could do this. You could do this. And you can start to get an inclination of some possibilities. Let's just leave it at that. Guys, don't forget to take time to just have fun, to play. This kitty didn't. You know, the news can overwhelm us. Everything in this world can really overwhelm us. When we were driving through town today, I think we were hit with just how, in some ways, how normal things seem to be. I didn't see anybody with a mask. And yet, there's this underlying feeling that, no, things aren't all right.
Mm-hmm. When you're out there in this world and all the energies are hitting you from all different directions, the best thing to do is even do something as simple as watching this kitty have a good time. Just that action alone will release those happy chemicals that your body needs to help you let go and just kind of just be for a moment in time. Just simply be and enjoy yourself.
I had a random person mistake me for somebody else, and he just came up to me and said, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time, and just wanted to tell me that sister died. And she was young and healthy, and they don't have a clue why she died, and she just died out of the blue. And instead of saying to him, oh, well, you know, I did say I'm sorry and sad to hear it, I just didn't want to be negative in any way, shape, or form, so I just said that, and didn't say to him, hey, you know, you got me mistaken for somebody else. I just give him my condolences and, you know, express that he's not the only one. No, I mean, there's everybody that we know knows somebody that's not here that in normal times would be here, but they're not here anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 1 minute she's here, 1 minute she's not. So sometimes people just need a moment.
Yeah, so when we see events like this again, it really makes you go, hmm. And you got to wonder, you know, were they asked to help? Were they just out in the town partying? I don't think so with the vests on, the bulletproof vests. No, they must have been asked to be there. Why were they there? What's really going on? That's the bigger question. Well, please share your comments. And, you know, hopefully you guys can comment, because we have noticed recently, even when the views are higher, there's less comments. And so, like, the last two videos on EE Arts, they always rank them, where are they, 1 of 10. Well, the last three videos were 1 of 10, 1 of 10, and 2 of 10. So that means more and more people watching, yet the comments are down. And I think a lot of people have a hard time posting comments, and then sometimes I'll see the ones, I'll go and try to find what comments have they automatically taken away, and there's a lot of regulars that are just filed in this, you know, could be offensive category. So then, you know, when we have the time to go and check that and look to that, then we'll restore them. But of course, it's after the fact when 90% of the views a video is going to get happens in the first 24 hours. Probably 95% of a video's views happens in the first 24 hours. And so, you know, there's so many people that will never see that comment that, that somebody makes when it gets put and filed into some place that the algorithm decides to do that to. It's interesting, too, because so many of those comments are eye-openers.
Mm-hmm. And definitely they help other people.
So, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi, where you could do one-time donation or you could do monthly donation, just like you could on Patreon, just by changing the number of coffees. And do want to thank Brian for your Ko-Fi donation. Brian's been with us for quite a while.
And we want to thank Miss Monica, too.
Yes, and also everybody that's supporting over on Patreon. As always, guys, much love, God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.